Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. In the movies, human-killing robots rise to take over our planet after discovering that humans are inefficient. Elsewhere, cosmic heroes battle dark forces with the aid of their android friends. But that's the movies. This week, we take a look at some of the reality, even as machines take over more and more tasks that used to be done by humans.
Robots are effectively blindfolded. They perform the same task all over and over again and cannot adapt to any changes.
The Rise of the Robots on this week's American Cafe. Visitors to this year's Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, were treated to an unusual sight recently, robotic fish swimming in an aquarium. At the International Toy Fair in New York, robotic dinosaurs were a big hit, alongside interactive toys connected to an iPad or cell phone. Robots have been working in heavy industry like automaking for years now, but they are becoming more interactive and almost lifelike. Arish Arabasadi tells us about one such robot developed by Japanese car maker Toyota.
Now this is teamwork. A robot moving alongside his human controller. Wearing goggles, the operator can see through the robot's eyes, helping him control the machine, meaning the THR3, the robot's official name, could lend a hand to the elderly or those recovering from injury.
We've used the technology we've accumulated over the years in fields such as rehabilitation, along with creating other robots. But creating one like this has always been our dream, and that's why we continued to pursue it.
And that's really a driving factor in the development of the THR3 as a helper.
We've primarily focused on making this robot a very family-oriented one, so that it can help people, including services such as care.
The company says it designed the third-generation machine to explore how robots can help the elderly. Japan's population is aging faster than the rest of the world, while birth rates there are dropping. Toyota says the THR3 also is a step closer to robots that could help in the home, the hospital, construction sites, disaster sites, and even in outer space. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
While Toyota is working on an interactive robot, some researchers in Italy have developed a machine that can autonomously deliver packages. VOA's Deborah Block tells us about the new Yape robot, which can also help protect the environment.
This delivery robot called Yape is making its way around the streets of Cremona in northern Italy. The robot uses sensors and a GPS to maneuver and can travel about 50 kilometers on one charge. Yape was created in response to the expanding urban delivery market, says the robot's co-creator.
Yape can reach its destination in a matter of minutes. It can work for 24 hours in any weather conditions. Because it self-drives on sidewalks and cycling paths, it avoids traffic accidents.
An app tells Yape where to pick up and deliver a package. The android identifies the sender through a built-in face recognition algorithm. The person receiving the package can use the app to track the robot's movements. Yape sends a message to the recipient with a specific time to pick up the package outside. The machine has surveillance cameras, so if someone tries to steal packages by forcing the lid open, it will send an alert to a remote control center. This Italian tourist likes the delivery robot.
Yes, I would use Yape in place of a human courier, or as an alternative to a van that increases pollution and parking problems.
Inovia is exploring the possibility of using the robot for other purposes, such as transporting objects inside a building or factory.
For example, such as delivering drugs in a hospital or to deliver documents in a library.
The firm hopes to put Yape on the market next year. Deborah Block, VOA News.
In addition to delivering your packages or your lunch, robots are also being used to help us live longer or to treat our injuries. VOA's Kevin Enix tells us now about Hunova, which uses interaction with human clients to help prescribe precise exercises so patients get the most out of their treatments.
This is the Hunova, a new fitness tool using an innovative measurement algorithm. The idea behind it is to give each person who steps onto it an individual fitness profile.
The robot understands the profiling, the biomechanics of the patient that is in the measurement. And the robotic itself, it can then actively help the patient to make certain movements and regain the motor control or solve the pathology in orthopedics, neurology, geriatrics, or also in sports.
It works by analyzing the individual movements of each patient as they step on the movable platform and perform simple exercises.
The machine features a wide variety of sensors that measure position, muscular strength, power, and joint range of motion. These measurements are compared with healthy individuals. The machine can then easily evaluate a patient's performance and choose the best exercise path or rehabilitation process for a specific pathology.
The machine gives therapists a way to prescribe precise exercises, and it can even make the process a bit more pleasant.
We turn something that it's a bit boring, nobody loves rehabilitation, into something that it's done through gaming. So patients tend to be more collaborative, and this is easier for physiotherapists.
While supportive, doctors point out that the Hunova cannot replace them.
This machine allows physiotherapists to keep track of the rehabilitation process from an objective point of view. This is something that physiotherapists do by listening to patients and relying on their own clinical eye. However, it's still a simulator. It can provide reliable and useful data, but does not always yield results.
Each unit costs more than $100,000, but Movendo Technology has already sold several units in Italy and is planning to expand. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
Though recent developments in robotics are amazing, the subtleties of interacting with humans are still being worked out. As George Putich tells us, how to get the machines to understand and work with us is an ongoing challenge.
Okay, it is on this floor.
Today's robots designed to mingle with humans are still very slow, cannot do very many tasks, and mostly dispense information. Arizona State University robotics professor Henny Ben-Amor says roboticists are now developing the next generation of automatons that will be able to take into account their human co-workers.
These robots can, for example, hand over a tool to you. They can help you lift a heavy object, etc. And this is a paradigm shift when you compare it to original or kind of old school robotics, industrial robotics.
Since robots are more powerful than humans, their designers will have to make them incapable of harming their coworkers. In order to do that, these machines will have to be much more intelligent. The robot's motion will have to be continually coordinated with the human's motion.
It's all about understanding the human coworker, engaging and interacting at the right time. Because what you would like to have is a robot that helps you out in all situations where you need it, but at the same time, if you don't need the robot, it should not be cluttering the environment.
It remains an enormous engineering feat, so Ben-Amor says robots in domestic environments are still a long way off. George Putich, VOA News.
So what do you think about the rise of the robots in our lives? Let us know your opinion by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. To see video of any of these stories, or to find other episodes of our program, visit our website, voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.